listen now for Call to Worship, a half-hour program dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by the Zion Chapel in Holland.
I hear in the air, neath the canopy blue, sweet notes of a name most resplendent and true. No name that is sweeter, more blessed for men. It heals all our wounds and restores us again. Know ye, whose name that is. That name is my Savior's, my hope and my bliss. In the first few words of the second stanza, in truth our Redeemer, this blessed name can bear, of Jesus, the Savior, a name bright and fair. Ask the question that the songwriter gave once more. Know ye, whose name that is. That name is my Savior's, my hope and my bliss. There's many ways in which we could ask whose name that is. It is the Savior. He is the King. He has been given a name which is above every name. And all of it is His alone. Let's give thanks that we may know that and hear it in His Word. And also, that Savior, how once again teaches and calls little children to himself. Last week we considered that. I would like to again think of that today, reading from the Gospel of Mark, verse 13. Last week we read from the other Gospels, the same story, but one thing different here. There it was babes, infants, and here, and they brought young children to him, that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, and put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Let's pray that that blessing may come to children today, as well as it did then. Our Father, we come to thee through Christ Jesus. We come not only giving thanks that thou hast called little children to thyself, Lord Jesus, but also telling us that whosoever will not receive the kingdom as a little child cannot enter therein, that each of us must have that childlike spirit. Each of us must come to thee in meekness, as thou said, blessed are the meek. Each of us must come knowing that we must have much to learn and to continue to learn, that we can also sadly unlearn many things, as Paul could say to the Galatians, how they had departed, how they had been bewitched, and how thou didst order John to write, Lord Jesus, to the church at Ephesus, telling them they had left their first love. We pray that we may be made to come and continue, that we may continually feed on thee, Lord Jesus, the bread of life, that we may continue to drink of thee, the water of life, and especially to have of thy body. As thou hast said, except you eat of my body and drink of my blood, you have no life in you. And we pray that we may have that in its beginning, to come from death to life, but we may have it also in its continuance, that we might then live by faith in thee, and the faith of thee as well. Teach us these things, we pray, from thy word, all that we need to know, and more than we think, more than we ask, Father. Thou art abundantly able to give more than we ask or think. And we pray that thou would give us all that we need for reviving, all that we need for awakening, all that we need for salvation, and for the church to be strengthened, and especially what we need for the church to be made one in thee, and one as thou and the Father, Lord Jesus, thou and the Father art one, that the world will know, even at this time, that thou, Father, hast sent Christ, that the world will not see a mass of confusion and a mass of division, even as Paul could see in the church at Corinth. And we fear, even probably worse than that. And we pray, Father, that we might learn these things from this word and all of thy word. We pray that thou would raise up many laborers to go into all the fields which are white unto the harvest and where the laborers are few. We pray, Father, especially that thou wilt call children in their younger years before their heart is hardened. And as thou dost say to each one that knows thy word over and over, today, if you'll hear my voice, harden not your heart. We pray, Father, for also some that are hardened, that have become older, that they still may be called back as the prodigal son was, came to himself and realized his foolishness and his wickedness. We ask, Father, for thy blessing on thy word wherever it is heard and to whomever it goes, and soon that it might be sent to fulfill the promise that all the ends of the earth shall hear and fear and turn unto thee. We pray it, Father, for both Jew and Gentile. We pray also for the temporal needs of those that have needs in the body, in the mind, and sorrowing, those that can no longer think rightly, those that are weak in the body, that there might be healing, there might be strengthening, those that are sick, those that are injured. We pray, Father, for those in hunger, those homeless, those in war-torn lands, the persecuted ones. We pray, Father, also for the common needs that we have, the children in the schools, in the workplace, the blessings in nature, the sunshine, the rain, and all that we have been given, we give thee thanks for thou alone art the giver of every good and perfect gift. And we thank thee especially for the greatest of all gifts, Christ Jesus, thy Son, in whose name we pray. Amen. Looking once more at God's word concerning that which we read, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. There's really two things said. One is the children themselves may come and should come, and then also that we must become as little children. The Lord Jesus stated, as recorded by Matthew in the 18th chapter, that except you be converted and become as little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And remember, we're all born outside of that kingdom. We must all be born again. We must all be converted. Yes, those that are born in the privileges of knowing the word from childhood, as well as those who may never have heard it in their youth. All of us together. Nicodemus needed that blessing. Christ could say to him, a Pharisee, one that had the privilege of not only knowing the scripture, but teaching the scripture, and saying, art thou a master in Israel and knowest not these things? Think of Nicodemus's children. If he had some, we aren't told. But what would they learn? What would they believe if their father didn't believe he had to be born again? And you fathers, if you haven't been born again, if you are just in presumption, you can't teach your children rightly. You may presume that they're all right too with you, and many do. Many of the Jews did. The Lord Jesus had to admonish, especially the teachers, the Pharisees. He says, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a chicken gathers her chicks under her wings, and you would not. Many want to quote that as if he's speaking directly to them. How often would I gather thee? But he says, how often would I have gathered thy children? That is there to the leaders. It's to the parents. It's to all other Christians that God wants to gather the children in the church, the children in our families. Here we read, when they brought young children to him that he should touch them, his disciples rebuked those that brought him. They were no better than some of the other ones. They rebuked those. Don't come. Don't bring them. We don't know exactly why. Maybe they thought the children wouldn't understand. Sometimes we think that. But listen to what Christ said in his prayer to the Father. Recorded in Matthew chapter 11. Also recorded in Luke. But listen to it as we read it here. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. All of it, heaven and earth. Because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Hid from the wise and prudent, revealed unto babes. Sometimes it was hid from the wise and prudent amongst the Jews. It was hid from the wise and prudent apostles. They didn't understand. Christ had to say, are you also yet without understanding? Think of the time of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. When the Lord Jesus came there, what we call sometimes Palm Sunday, recorded in the Gospels, and how they came, the multitude, we read, went before, that followed, crying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And then we read, he was come into the city. The city was moved. They said, who is this? The multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." Then Jesus went into the temple, overthrew the money changers' tables. But then, Father, we read again of the singing and the crying of the children. In the 15th verse of that 21st chapter, we read, "And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were sore displeased. And he said unto them, 'Hearest thou what these say?' And Jesus said unto them, 'Yea, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise?'" Given in Psalm 8, verse 2. Here again we see the chief priest, the scribes, the teachers, not liking it that these children were praising the Lord Jesus and saying of him, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They were sore displeased. Once again, I think of those words. "How often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings, and you would not." Yes, it's awful, and we need to know it. And we have very strong warning in Scripture when we think of what Christ said. Listen, I referred to earlier, Matthew 18, he said, "Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." That's for all of us. And then, "Whosoever shall therefore shall humble himself as this little child," he said, "a little child in the midst of them." They were all around this little child there, the Lord Jesus, setting him down, giving him as an example. Him or her, whatever it was, a little child. And it says, "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me." And then listen to the solemn warning, the 6th verse of this 18th chapter of Matthew. "But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." There are some who want to apply that when older ones are offended, sometimes when rebellious ones are offended, and they like to think they're little ones. They like to think they're humble. I've heard people sing, "Pride and rebellion all gone," but it wasn't. And some would defend them. There's nothing worse than a wounded person that is wounded but not saying with Paul, "And I died." Don't want to become as little children. Don't want to be totally unlearned from what they thought before, of who they were, what they are in God's sight. Sinners. Sinners. Yes, sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's true that not all children are ready to receive that, but children more so than when we grow older. We become harder. As I quoted in prayer, "Today if you'll hear my voice, harden not your heart." And as the heart gets harder, we grow prouder. If we can resist the truth today, it'll be easier to resist it tomorrow. And I would say especially to children, seek the Lord while he may be found. In your youth, in your childhood, in your tender years, except you be converted and become as little children, how much harder it is to come back to that. When you are a little child, then you can be there, as Christ set that little child in their midst and said, except you be like that. "Whoso shall humble himself as this little child." We can only imagine in our mind the Lord Jesus there saying to his disciples. Who is the greatest? When they said, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? They wanted to know. They probably thought they were. Which one of us is? At another time we read how they argued among themselves. Who was the greatest? But here is the way the Lord Jesus taught. Taught this little child, looked at him, said, you look at him or her and be like them. Receive this kingdom like that child and then along, then with it. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. Remember, the scribes and the priests didn't want to receive those children who were singing. They were offended. Terrible. They should have been glad that these children knew this was the Hosanna to the King, to the Son of David, to the one that was prophesied of, that this would take place, and that the psalmist said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise. They were praising. Those who should be teaching and praising were complaining. They were murmurers, like the former generations. They murmured. And God, because of their murmuring, at one time sent serpents among them, very angry with them. And the same will be true today. If we murmur, God speaks to his disciples. He speaks to the Father. I thank thee, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. And he is speaking to you and I. He speaks to the disciples. He very likely spoke to this little child. He speaks to all. All. He has a word for all. He is the one of whom we sang. I hear in the air, and if the canopy blue, sweet notes of a name most resplendent and true. No name that is sweeter, more blessed for men. It heals all our wounds and restores us again. That's what he does. I think of the song we sang last week. I think when I read that sweet story of old, when Jesus was here among men, how he called little children like lambs to his fold, I should have like to have been with them then. Yes, but we can go to him as little children today. Except to be converted and become as little children. Cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. I think it's very easy to think we can bypass them. They won't listen, they won't understand, but they do. I think of Pastor Kennedy from years back. Her little daughter dying, very sick. Her mother was soothing her and rubbing her back. She was very thin. The bones were almost through. And she said to the little child how she would do when she died. And she said she would go to heaven to be with Jesus. And then she wondered if that little child understood what she was talking about. It's one thing to say those things, but another thing to understand. So she said to the little child, how will you get to Jesus? What would be your answer? The little child said, I think he will bring me himself. Many preachers don't know that. Many don't know that he has to bring us to himself. We don't come. You will not come to me that you might have life, Christ said. He'll tell us we don't want to come as little children. We want to stay in our pride. But this little girl said, I think he will bring me himself. And it would be good if we would all be like that little child, knowing that he must bring us, or we won't come, knowing that he can bring us, that we can have faith in him. He can bring you to himself. No matter where you are, no matter how troubled you may be, how hopeless the situation may be, he can bring you to himself, and he can do all things. All things necessary. Paid for on the cross. Given by the Father. Yes. He will do it. He has done it. Jonathan Edwards tells us of a little girl named Phoebe Bartlett. She was 4 years old, greatly affected by the talk of her brother, who had hopefully been converted a little before, at 11 years of age. They seriously talked about the things of the Lord. Her parents did not know of it at the time, and were wont in counsels they gave to their children never to particularly address themselves to her, being so young, as they supposed, not capable of understanding. But after her brother had talked to her, they observed her very earnestly listen to the advice they were giving to the other children. And she was observed very constantly to retire several times a day for secret prayer. She grew more and more engaged in it, and was frequent in her closet, till at last she was wont to visit it 5 or 6 times a day, and so engaged in it that nothing would at any time divert her from those closet exercises. Her mother often observed and watched her when such things occurred, as she thought most likely to divert her, but they never did. She could never observe her to fail. She mentioned some very remarkable instances. She once of her own accord spake of her unsuccessfulness in that she could not find God, or to that purpose. But then, on the last day of July, the child being in the closet where it used to retire, its mother heard her speaking aloud, which was unusual. Her voice seemed to be one of exceeding engaged, but her mother could distinctly hear only these words spoken in a childish manner, but with extraordinary earnestness and out of distress of soul. "Pray, blessed Lord, give me salvation. I pray, pardon all my sin." When the child had done prayer, she came out of the closet, sat down by her mother, and cried. Her mother earnestly asked her what was the matter. Before she would make any answer, she continued crying, like one in anguish of spirit. Her mother then asked whether she was afraid that God would not give her salvation. "Yes," she said, "I'm afraid I shall go to hell." Her mother endeavored her to quiet her and told her that she should not cry. She must be a good girl, pray every day, and hope that God would give her salvation. But this did not quiet her at all. She continued earnestly crying. Then, another time, suddenly, she quit crying, came from the closet, and said, "Mother, the kingdom of God has come to me." Her mother, surprised at the sudden alteration, did not know what to make of it. But the girl said, "There is another come to me, and another." Seemingly, 3 times God gave her a witness. And the wonderful fact that she was now saved and no more fearing God's judgment. She had heard the Lord Jesus say, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." Have you heard it?
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord.